Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Stop Bagging, Start Bragging Takeover by Hakeem Bellamy. Big shout out to Alexis and Marie and Emily for inviting me to the pod to share some responses, right? Some responses to a tweet that Anne-Marie put out in the world on June 9th. She said, "Do you love Albuquerque? I want to feature you in the next issue of ABQ the Mag." ABQ the Magazine, shout out to Larrell, the homie. In the Start Bragging feature, hashtag Start Bragging, hashtag Pride of Place. And so I'm gonna be the voice of some of your comments here in a bit. But I wanted to begin, introducing me for those who don't know me. Besides being a big fan of the three women who created this movement, I'm a poet, and I actually had the opportunity to be the poet laureate for this city from 2012 to 2014. And during that time, my job for 2 years was to write love poems to my city, which makes me a fitting surrogate for this takeover. And I'd love to just lead off with a haiku, super short poem from my book, Commissions y Corridos, recently published by the city of Albuquerque in collaboration with UNM Press. Shout out to Dr. Shell Sanchez. This short poem, in which the title is longer than the poem, is called New Mexico Department of Tourism, a haiku. For those following along at home with your bingo cards, you know a haiku is a 17-syllable poem. It goes like this: Albuquerque, where the desert doesn't get in the way of your view. So, enough from me, more from you. I replied to Anne-Marie's tweet, and my response was a gif or a jif, however you choose to pronounce it. I don't know which one is grammatically correct. And mine was a gif of a white woman, blonde-haired white woman, in a leopard dress coat blazer, saying "full body F yes," and she has the F with the three asterisks. So that's my contribution to the conversation. Other than voicing yours, we want to say shout out to Rebecca Avicia, who, you know, as a good old friend of mine, has done a lot of work in this community before she moved to DC. And her response was, "I love it so much that I'm willing to live in DC just so I can help serve ABQ and NM." And if you know Rebecca, she put a gift too, which was a heart drawy thing around the word New Mexico. If you know her, you know she works for one of our sitting senators, Senator Heinrich. Shout out to Senator Heinrich right here from the Stop Bagging, Start Bragging pod. Josh Edwards was like, "I love it here. Working in tech, I've had multiple opportunities to move and have actually been encouraged to by leaders. At the end of the day, I think Albuquerque has a lot going for it." Thanks, Josh. Jebediah Osborne says, "I love Albuquerque and New Mexico so much, I started a podcast highlighting people here." And then Anne-Marie responds, "What's your podcast?" And then Jebediah says, "I speak with politicians, candidates, business owners, and everyday citizens." And she says, "I'll check it out." But Jebediah, I want to know what the name of your podcast is. I'm gonna have to find it. I'll have to look you up, as will our listeners, our fair listeners here. Then we got an out of state comment from John Longshore, who's like, "I love ABQ. Do I have to live there?" And then Anne-Marie says, "You know, I never considered featuring an Albuquerque lover from out of state. We could use an amazing picture of you." And of course, the curse, and shout out to New Mexico United. I am not from New Mexico. I was born in Philadelphia and grew up in South Jersey. Went to college on the East Coast. Came here for grad school. So I'm kind of you, John, and I feel like that's why when I was a poet laureate, I always had a chip on my shoulder about the poems I wrote about Albuquerque. I was like, I have to love it harder because I'm not from here. Like, you know, I felt like I had something to prove. I have to love it harder in my poetry than those who are from here and take such great pride in it, because it's worth the pride quotient. What else we got here? We have Dr. Kara Carroll, also a friend, we know people. Albuquerque is the smallest big city you know, because, you know, where it's like 3 degrees of separation instead of six. But Kara says, absolutely love it here. Grew up here. Thought I wanted out, so I left for college. Realized I needed to get back about 6 months into my freshman year. I was finally able to make it happen. And when I was hired as a history professor at CNM in 2013, I was so thankful, right? Shout out to Amber Gray Fenner. She says, I love it here. Kept it simple. That she gave Albuquerque a kiss. Keep it simple, stupid. Or keep it simple, sentimental. That's what we'll say, Amber. And Amber's also a friend. More friends. Christopher Ramirez from Together for Brothers says, I love Burque so much that I know we can be and do better when it comes to investing in public transit, arts, youth, and more. Thank you, Christopher. And we do those things, but there's always more to do. Yes, there's always more to do. And then my friend and busking musician and also a Philadelphia inhabitant for quite some time, Ivy McClellan, says, I do. I moved here in 2004 from South Central Los Angeles, visited 3 to 4 times a year for 15 years prior to that. My brother moved in with me at the end of 2019, totally different from where we were born and raised. It's mostly quiet. The mountains, exclamation point, the weather, exclamation point. Love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. And then Brittany Carnazes, I'm sorry, Brittany, if I did that wrong, says, is there any space to write about the amazing higher education and training spaces we have in ABQ? I am a CNM super fan and will always hype up the amazing communities coming out of lots of spaces here. And shout out to CNM, like really, really a gem of what we used to call the East Coast Junior Colleges. I have lots of opportunity to work with CNM during the Kathy Winograd years. And just really, really doing it, like inspired me as a UNM alum. I was just like, man, CNM is really doing big things over here. So, as Reverend Bob Labalee said, coming from so-called destination cities, I've really come to appreciate all that ABQ is. Shout out to that. And good friend Enrique Gaudiel says, Albuquerque is a wonderful place. Came here for college and never left. Facts, Enrique, I came here for grad school and same thing. Here I am. Orlando Marquez has a GIF that just says, yes, girl. Go ahead. Appreciate you, Orlando. And then Mama Jen in ABQ says, I love Albuquerque. I've lived here for 36 years. In spite of any negativity, our city has a specific charm and unmatched beauty. Thank you. Thank you, Mama Jen and ABQ. D is for decency with an avatar that says mean people suck. Shout out to that, Tim Walsh, at Tim Walsh LAC. My wife and I handpicked Albuquerque, Cedar Crest, in the summer of 2019, right before the pandemic. We could have moved anywhere because we own our business and work from home. We have lived in Santa Monica and Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, California, Austin, Texas, and the Chicago suburbs. But as they say, with the last three words and an exclamation point, we love Albuquerque. Lizzie Beth says, lived here for 10 years, D.C. for 8, you know, and D.C. is our arch rival. No, not really. I'm just making stuff up. Everybody knows that Dallas is our arch rival. But anyway, or would it be Arizona? Would it be Phoenix? I don't know. You guys can debate that and put me on all the talk shows from here on out. But Lizzie Beth says, lived here for 10 years, D.C. for 8, retired and came back with my Philly husband because we loved it here so much. Lizzie, shout out to your Philly husband as a Philly native. We like this place. I mean, I encourage, if you're out there, Philadelphians, and you're listening, I encourage you to come visit. You may not leave. That's why our nickname is the land of entrapment. I mean, enchantment. Lydia Lenihan says, we had to live in Salt Lake City. She said had to, like, note the grammar there. She said, we had to live in Salt Lake City for the past 12 months and cannot wait to get back to Burque. Miss NM so much. No shade, Salt Lake City. I have flown through there a few times, but Lydia said had. These are facts. Only the facts. I simply report the facts, people. David Meyer said, I do. And thank you, David, for your service as a chaplain for Albuquerque Fire and Rescue. Thea Rose says, I'm a New Mexican and can't get enough. Oh, I'm a New Mexican, can't get enough of Albuquerque. Let me say that right. Thank you, Theo. I'm a New Mexican, can't get enough. One more time. Let's try it for the third time. I'm a New Mexican, can't get enough of Albuquerque. I hope I got that right for you, Theo. Let me know. F.J. Darnell, Ph.D., doctor. I actually do. When living out of state, I missed it and knew I'd return soon enough. UNM alum and Frontier fan. My friend Lita, who's written for many years for the Duke City Fix, the now defunct, says, love Albuquerque. I write a blog about it. Used to be co-publisher and contributor to the now defunct Duke City Fix. And so for my folk, you know about Duke City Fix. And so that's a big deal. So thank you for that reporting, Lita. Andrew Salazar says, I do love Albuquerque. It's like family. It's like family, being someone who grew up in foster care without much family. Albuquerque has always provided a chosen family for me. And now that I work in the community, I believe Albuquerque is a unique city that has a small town family feel. That's the one, Andrew. That's my favorite one. That really hit my heart. Liv, I love Albuquerque. I used to teach fourth grade, a big year for learning NM state history. I taught my fourth graders all about the history of ABQ. They loved learning about their home so much they cheer when they saw social studies on the daily schedule. Porque por vida. I love that. Like, our kids is like social studies lovers. On those like lists where they always talk about education and other indicators, they always try to put us at the bottom. But our kids love social study because we're proud of our history. So take that. Sheila L. Garcia says, yes, it has the feeling of an indomitable old fighter that wears his scars proudly, but loves you with a kind heart and soft touch. But the fighter punches you in the face. Also, it feels like home to me, she says. Thank you, Sheila. And then Sarah Armstrong's like, you already know. Also, I know some fantastic NM early childhood educators who would 100% deserve a highlight. So that's to, that's to Anne Marie, Alexis, and Emily for a future episode. Let's give these educators some love. You know, my buddy at Old Man Gloom, that's old underscore man underscore gloom, who is a hilarious follow. But is also the effigy that we burn every year at Sazobra. So, he's a bit cranky. He says, more biased reporting. Or are you also going to feature someone who hates Albuquerque? Hashtag media mafia exposed. Well, Old Man Gloom, we featured you. And apparently that you're that person who hates Albuquerque. and I'm not gonna read Anne-Marie's comment. If you want to read Anne-Marie's comment to Old Man Gloom, you have to go. You're gonna have to go to the Twitter and go dig it up. The Glass Man, my man Dan the Glass Man. Dan and I shared a band many years ago. Law of Attraction. Shout out to Delmon. He says, I love Borque, and I have a pretty amazing story which started here locally and has spread across the world as we spread the love and message of water is life, every drop counts. And yeah, he had a line of glass pieces that came out that were drops of water during the Mini Wiconi, if you remember, protests at Standing Rock. And lastly, but not leastly, we have Dr. Maria E. Montoya, who says, moving back after 50 years away, I've been around the world and I am coming home. So we thank everyone who responded and showed love. We thank the 11 folks that retweeted and 112 likes. But definitely for those of you who replied, thanks for letting us do a rendition of your work. And mad love to you, Borque. Gonna write a lot more love poems to you, I'm sure, in the coming years. So stop bagging, start bragging, and we out.